In this episode, I explored the world of podcast websites. Why do you need one when there are popular platforms like Spotify and Apple Podcasts? Discover how having your website can forge a direct connection with your audience, boost your podcast's visibility through SEO, and provide control over your narrative. Learn the keys to outstanding website design, effective navigation, and clear calls to action. Your podcast website is more than just a homepage, it's your brand's heart. Tune in to make yours truly outstanding.
Thank you for tuning in to Hacks and Hobbies with your host, Junaid. We're visited by our amazing guests coming from all walks of life. We want to learn their story, their struggles, and their journey on how they got to where they are today. So stick around.
Hello and welcome to another episode of Hacks and Hobbies. I'm Junaid, and today we're diving into a topic that's crucial for every podcaster out there, your podcast website. Now, why is it important, and how can you make it truly awesome? Let's get started. All right, let's start with the fundamental question. Why does your podcast need its own website? I mean, we've got platforms like Spotify, Apple Podcasts that do a pretty good job, right? But here's the thing. Having your own website for your podcast, like what we've done with Hacks and Hobbies, opens up a whole new world of possibilities. First off, it's all about forging a direct link with your listeners. And a website is a personal space, a home for your podcast, where you can engage with your audience in ways that just aren't possible on other platforms. It's a place where listeners can give you feedback, tell you what they love, or even suggest what they'd like to hear next. This direct line of communication is gold. It helps you tailor your content to what your audience really wants, making each episode resonate more with them. Now let's talk visibility. We all know how crowded the podcasting space is getting. Standing out is more important than ever. This is where SEO, or search engine optimization, comes into play. By optimizing your website for search engines like Google, you can significantly improve your podcast's visibility online. Think about it. When people search for topics related to your podcast, you want your website, your episodes, to pop up right at the top. And that's how you draw in new listeners who are already interested in what you're talking about. Plus, having a website gives you control over how you introduce your show to new listeners. Instead of them randomly stumbling upon an episode, your website can guide them to your best content, the episodes that really define what your podcast is all about. You get to set the narrative, and that's a powerful tool to have in your podcasting tooltip. And here's a bonus. Having your own website means you're not just relying on those podcast platforms for your audience. You have your own space, independent and uniquely yours, where you can share not just your episodes, but also additional content like blogs, behind-the-scenes stories, or even merchandise. It's about building a brand, not just a podcast. So while platforms like Spotify and Apple Podcasts are essential, think of your website as the heart of your podcast's online presence. It's where everything comes together, your episodes, your audience, and your unique podcasting brand. Creating a website for your podcast that not only looks great. So how do you go about creating a website for your podcast that not only looks great, but also functions beautifully? It's key to attracting and retaining customers. Let's dive into how you can make your podcast website truly outstanding. The first impression is crucial. Your website's design should reflect the essence of your podcast. Whether it's sleek and modern, quirky and colorful, or elegant and minimalist, but looking good. Navigation should be straightforward, guiding visitors. Cluttered or confusing website can turn potential listeners away, including clear calls to actions like listen now button that's easy to find. Include clear calls to action like a listen now button that's easy to find. This immediately engages visitors and invites them to start listening, welcoming new listeners. Remember, not everyone visiting your website is a long-time listener. For newcomers, create a Start Here page or a section featuring your top episodes. This curated approach helps new visitors discover the essence of your podcast without feeling overwhelmed. Rich content. Now, beyond your episodes, enrich your website with additional content, engaging blog posts related to your podcast topics, behind-the-scenes videos, and detailed episode summaries. Add depth to your website. This not only keeps your current audience engaged, but also attracts new listeners who might discover your site through a blog post or video. Episode transcripts. A major plus for accessibility and SEO are episode transcripts. They make your content accessible to those who are hearing impaired or prefer reading over listening. From an SEO perspective, transcripts are enriched with keywords that improve your site's search engine ranking, helping new listeners find you via Google. Consider adding features that foster interaction. This could be a comment section, a forum, or an invitation to subscribe to your newsletter. These elements keep listeners coming back and deepen their connection to your podcast community. Now, keep your website dynamic by updating it regularly. This could mean posting new episodes promptly, refreshing your blog content, or updating your Start Here page. A website that's frequently updated signals to both listeners and search engines that your podcast is active and thriving. All right. We're nearing the end of today's episode, and I hope you're feeling inspired about building a fantastic website for your podcast. Remember, creating a robust online presence might seem daunting at first, but it's an absolute game changer. A well-crafted website is not just a place to host your episodes. It's a dynamic platform that can significantly grow your audience, enhance listener engagement, and elevate your podcast's overall impact. Think of your website as a garden. Just like the garden needs regular care, your website needs constant nurturing and updating it fresh content, keeping it visually appealing, and ensuring its user friendliness. This effort helps your podcast to flourish, attracting more listeners and creating deeper connections with your audience. And the beauty of this digital era, you have the tools and resources to create something truly remarkable. Whether you're a tech-savvy creator or new to website design, there are plenty of user-friendly platforms and communities to help you along the way. So take this as a challenge to push your podcast into new territory. Imagine the satisfaction of seeing your podcast grow, fueled by a website that perfectly mirrors the quality and spirit of your content. I'd love to hear more about your journey in creating or enhancing your podcast website. What has worked for you? What challenge did you face? Share your stories and tips with us. Drop us a line on our social media channels or head over to hacksandhobbies.com to get in touch. Your insights could be a great help to fellow podcasters in our community. Thanks a ton for tuning in today. Remember, the world of podcasting is ever evolving, and staying ahead means embracing new opportunities, just like building an awesome website for your show. So keep podcasting, keep innovating, and stay amazing. Can't wait to see what you create and how you grow. Until our next episode, this is Junaid from Hacks and Hobbies signing off. Happy podcasting, everyone.
Thank you so much for taking the time to listen to this episode on Hacks and Hobbies. We absolutely appreciate your contribution. You can find additional notes on hacksandhobbies.com. Please share the podcast with your friends and tell them what you learned about our guest today.